John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World, and I am speaking with Bud Weinstein, Bernard Weinstein, a former associate director of the McGuire Energy Institute, who has published with his colleague, Professor Terry Clower of George Mason University, a study of the decisions underway right now between the governor of Michigan, Governor Whitmer, and the Prime Minister of Canada, among others, Justin Trudeau, about the shutdown, the ordered shutdown that has not happened, that is not likely to happen, pending court orders, of Enbridge Line 5, carrying both fossil fuel and natural gas. And, Bud, you and Terry have accounted for the number of jobs and the income that is dependent upon Enbridge Line 5. This is so overwhelming, Bud, I think it is definitive. We're talking about big numbers here. What do the unions who have these prosperous workers make of this order of the governor or of the opposition of the Canadian Prime Minister?
Yeah, I'll let Terry talk about some of the specific impacts that we calculated. We're talking about billions of dollars of lost economic activity and thousands of jobs. The unions are uniformly opposed to the governor's actions. In other words, they want to keep that pipeline flowing because, just one example, that pipeline provides the majority of the input to two big refineries in Ohio. And those refineries could literally be shut down for a period if they don't have access to crude oil from Line 5. And you talk about the Midwest and how important it is on the political spectrum. The Midwest has been losing people and jobs for decades, and shutting down Line 5 is just going to erode the region's economic competitiveness and contribute to its perception that that part of the nation is anti-business. I mean, that's great for states like Texas. You know, we get lots of people and lots of companies who relocate from the Midwest. But I think the battle against Enbridge Line 5 will have significant regional economic impacts and on the negative side. And, you know, Terry, why don't you kind of give a summary of, you know, the output and income and job losses that we estimated?
Go ahead, Professor.
Yeah, sure. Well, thank you very much, John. And certainly Bud is absolutely correct that this is representing thousands and thousands of jobs. And there's two pieces of it. There's the piece of it that is talking about certainly people that work for Enbridge that maintain and repair and keep this pipeline operating. They lose their jobs. But the bigger impacts are those downstream effects. So you disrupt the feedstock that two major refineries in the Toledo area use. You have other businesses that use that natural gas liquids feedstock. And these are things like, you know, chemical manufacturers, companies that produce synthetic rubber, ethanol, other forms. And we didn't try to account for every bit of the flow. We looked at just a few specific industries that rely on those materials as inputs, and in particularly in where you would have some disruptions. Now, in the case of the refineries, we have testimony provided by both union leaders and business leaders that the disruption of the feedstocks coming into these two refineries in Toledo may severely disrupt their supplies enough that whether or not they can be ongoing concerns. There are other competitive refineries bringing in those natural gas liquids and that light crude oil from Canada from any other mechanism, using rail or using trucks or even a pipeline that has to go, you know, hundreds of miles around the lakes instead of under the Mackinac Straits, puts them in a position they may not survive. And if you do that, those are thousands of direct jobs, high paying jobs. When we start adding it all up and you look across not only Michigan, but Western Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, we're talking over $20 billion in lost economic activity. And importantly, if you think about that, what does that translate into? That talks about over 30,000 lost jobs. And those jobs, as based on our analyses, are looking at about $70,000 a year income jobs. So these are good middle income industrial worker jobs.
Bud, I mentioned that you've taught me that the alternative to pipelines are rail and truck. Is that correct? Rail and truck. And both have risks, of course. In addition, the truck transportation damages roads and exhausts the environment completely. We can all identify with that. The rail transportation brings in the risks of a prominent things go wrong on rails, and it leads to fires and dislocation. So is there a plan to substitute truck and rail? And is that part of the consideration here if the pipeline is eventually ordered shut down?
Governor Whitmer of Michigan says that she has a contingency plan to bring product into the state or across the state through alternatives like rail and truck. That's absolutely ridiculous. The costs of doing that. You're talking about 550,000 barrels per day, going by rail or going by truck. That's ridiculous. It will be very, very expensive and a lot more dangerous. I'm not saying that transport by rail and truck is inherently dangerous, but if you look at spill rates,
yes,
of pipelines and you compare them to rail cars or tanker trucks, by far shipping by pipe is the safest way to move energy products.
And finally,
and the least expensive.
And finally, Terry, I thought about Governor Trudeau. The Keystone XL pipeline was a surprise. Enbridge 5 is a Prime Minister Trudeau. Enbridge 5 is a surprise. Canada in general is elbow to side in this. Is that a major consideration here, that Canada is our best neighbor to the north? We have 30 seconds, Professor.
I think there's two aspects of that, John, that really show the broader perspectives of the problems this creates. One is that Canada, of course, is a very important trading partner, but they have parts of their regions that are reliant on these products as well. Their jobs, their businesses are at threat. But more importantly, there is a treaty that says that we should not be interfering with this. And if we're in violation of that treaty, that could very easily lead on the Prime Minister of Canada having the legal justification to place tariffs or other restrictions on product flows that will cost other businesses in the U.S. sales and relating to lost jobs.
Professor Terry Clower of George Mason, Bernard Weinstein, a former associate director of the McGuire Energy Institute. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.